A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. When our Lord said to this royal official, so a Roman, a non-Jew, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe," I don't think he was speaking down to this man. I think he was simply stating the truth. That until you see the signs and wonders that I'm going to work, those who are not of the Jewish faith will not come to have faith in me. It was necessary that he worked these miracles. And throughout the ages, that will always be the case. There will be certain people who need those signs and wonders in order to believe, in order to be drawn to our Lord. But it was really interesting in the early church how the faithful came to understand that after that age of miracles in the early church, it began that the witness of the lives of the faithful became the signs and wonders that drew others to the faith, and especially the martyrs. When people would see the spectacle of their faith, that they would preserve their faith through anything, people came to believe. And two of the greatest witnesses from the early church were Saints Perpetua and Felicity, and one because they were young women. People thought, man, these young women will face persecution. They'll consider to hold on to their faith, but was very surprising was that they were in RCIA. Now, of course, they didn't call it RCIA at that time, but they were catechumens. They were trying to enter the faith. They were coming to believe. Now, these women, they could have easily said, you know what, let's hold off until after this persecution passes, and especially because one of them had just given birth and the other was pregnant. The words of John that it is our faith that conquers the world became manifest in these women's lives. That Perpetua actually asked that she could be baptized ahead of time so that she would be all the more prepared for the suffering. That they would not renounce their faith so that when she was brought to prison to be thrown into the arena to be eaten alive by wild animals, they would have to bring her newborn child to her to nurse her in prison. And could you imagine what kind of faith it would take? And actually, I'm looking at a mom with a newborn child. You know, would you go? Would you say, gosh, you know what? I'm going to save my life for the sake of my child. And, you know, later on, then I'll face that persecution. Or Felicity, when she's in prison and those who are in prison with her are going to go into the arena, she actually prays that she can give birth to her child early because they would not put a pregnant woman to death. She wanted to die with her friends 2 days before they were supposed to go into arena. She gives birth. And when she's in labor, she cries out in pain. And the guards of the prison mock her. And they say, if you cried out in giving birth to your child, think of how you will wail in the arena when the animals are tearing your flesh apart. And she said, I will not let out the smallest whimper at that time. She said, as I am giving birth, yes, I am the one who is suffering. But when I am in the arena, it will be another who suffers in me, because I am willing to suffer for him. Neither of the women let out the smallest cry as the animals came upon them. In fact, they radiated supernatural joy, and many came to believe. My brothers and sisters, let's ask our Lord that we might live our faith in such a way that people don't need to see signs and wonders. They simply watch the manner of our lives.